Hello, hello. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me again. This is Tito Financial. I'll attempt to communicate with our clients better. This is something that we've been planning for years, but honestly, I've been so busy. Well, I've been busy, and so I am honored, lucky, and proud to take this opportunity to share with you an awesome tool, a tool that really essentially 8 years in the making, or maybe even longer than that. But as many of you know me since day one, when we come together, sit down, we never really talk about just taxes. We never talk about just financial. We talk about life. We talk about our aspirations, our goal, our dreams, our children, our family, things that we do as human beings, things that we do to make us fulfilling, and as close friends as we are, in discussing things that are happening to us. So today, I want to take the moment to discuss with you what you normally would see on our clients portal, and I hope that many of you have taken the time to go on to your clients portal and see that you have records of all your tax returns, tax records, financial documents. Financial plans, even item that you share with me are on there, item that you ask of me to create your tools and organizers and any resources that you would ask for me to create or to provide for you is actually accessible through our clients portal. So I hope that you take a moment to take a look at that. And many of you who are already on the clients portal are seeing that big old tax and financial planning package on the client's portal, and you wonder what the heck is this. I hope that when you open it, it's not too overwhelming because it is a gem. It is one of the highlights of what I do as a financial advisor, your tax advisor, as your enroll agent, as your mentor. When you first open it, the first thing you see there under the content page is the input values, section 0 all the way down to section 9. Section 0 is a setup page. Basically, you use your basic information, name, address, tax information. Then with that tax information, which is normally your W-4, W-2, your tax return information, I use that information to extrapolate, to expand, to use as a springboard to strategize and discuss in section 1, tax planning. In section 2, your personalized strategic strategy sheets, which talks about for you your particular situation as a taxpayer, your situation as an elderly taxpayer. Section 3, I talked about the bucket saving strategies. Now I know what you are making and what you're bringing home outside of the tax, net of taxes, net of expenses. Now I know what you're bringing in each month. Well, guess what? Once you know what your input is, your inflow for your income, and you can extrapolate what your expenses are from your mortgage, your bill, your rent, your insurance cost, healthcare cost, you can see what your true budget is, and so how much you can afford to put more in your retirement. How much can we control our spending now that we know that half our income goes towards entertainment and food? Then after the budgeting, I went into and said, what's your true cost? Right? Your true cost as a consumer. How many hours did you work to make that much, right? And how many hours did you work to buy that laptop or that iPad or that video game? Okay, not just looking at it from a dollar amount, but looking at your actual true hours that you expend, okay, to consume those items. So I think I hope by doing that, you can see that, my God, it wasn't just $500 that you spent on something that you probably used one time. It was 1,000 hours that you spent to get that. And what that 1,000 hours mean in terms of your quality of life, the time that you could be spending doing with your family. Or if that $1,600 is worth it, and guess what? Let's make that money work for us. Should we put more into our retirement plan? Should we put more into our investment? Should we contribute to that 401k, 403b, 457? Then when you move to the section 4, which is the key financial data, and I make sure I send this to you every year. When you click on the key financial data, it's going to talk about your tax brackets. It's going to talk about the thresholds and the standard for IRA contributions. It talks about, your health savings account, how much you can contribute each year as a single, as married, filing joint, as a head of household. It talks about the education credits, the give and estate tax deductions, tax deadlines and such. I'm so proud that I've been doing this for the last 17 years, that every year we make sure that this is a part of your resource available to help you determine how to maximize your contributions, how much to put into your retirement plan, where are you at from a tax standpoint, where is that bracket that you fit, that maybe we can do some strategic savings so that we can get to a lower bracket. And then, of course, it gets to Section 5, which is the profession tax guide for a taxpayer of yourself, particularly as a doctor, as a nurse, as a police officer, as a nail salon. What is your specific deductions that you can claim? This is geared towards more for people who are self-employed. And as an auditor, somebody who helps businesses deal with stock tax audit with the IRS, I know every industry, okay, to a T. I know typically what are your marketing expenses, what your, if you make this much income, what are typical expenses you can claim, the ancillary item, the industry standards. So having that knowledge, having that guy in the benchmark, I can understand based on your certain profession what you can deduct, okay? And what is certain things where I feel like maybe your amount was too high that we need to reduce it. All the items that we're missing, things that you know the ancillary part of the business, but you might not have records or receipt for that, that's still allowed by the IRS. So hopefully that section will allow you to see the standard that you can claim. Section 6 is the report card. Year in and year out, we all get a report card, right? From going to school as a student to even now as an adult, we all want to know where we at in the overall picture of your financial life. When I talked about tax, business planning, financial planning, insurance, estate planning, I give you this report card so that you can see where we at, right, from a tax standpoint. Do we itemize enough? Do we claim all the deductions we possibly can? Do we get all the credits and deductions we are allowed to have? Filing status, should we file marifying joint versus marifying separate, have a house versus single? Should we claim one dependent, two dependent? Should we amend any taxes that we maybe done it ourselves or have somebody else do it that we can fix and amend, knowing that there's 3 years that allow you to go back and do that? If we own a business and we're a 1099 independent contractor, self-employed, sole proprietorship, are we good with our record keeping, right? Should we take care of making sure that everything is reconciled in the book and the bank statements, or utilize QuickBooks and SurePay and all the resources and technology out there to keep track of our records? And of course, year end, we have stocks, we have gains, we have losses. And so there are some strategies involved as far as recapture some of the losses for this year in light of the fact that we may have some higher income. Should we claim more losses in some of the stock because, you know, we're in a higher tax bracket this year? So the various ways and strategy you can implement and employ, the business planning, the financial planning that I mentioned. So the report card gives you a pretty much a head guideline to where you at in those particular respective area. Right? Have we discussed that yet? Have we talked about that? What is our 3 month plan? What is our 6 month plan? What is our 1 year plan? So I hope that you can take a look at that. And if it's not saying that, if it's not showing in progress or showing any color, that means we have not discussed that. And that's my fault. And it's also an opportunity for you and I to sit down and talk about this further. If you can see, please take a look at the tax and financial planning package. It is in there. It is personalized. It is taking into account your tax returns, your W-4, your W-2, and it extrapolates, it expands, it analyzes your financial figures and numbers in two areas that could help you in terms of tax savings, more taxes, increasing your income. Take a look at your career path, where you're at. Should we consider getting an additional job, a financial plan to literally expand it and go into area that are important to us, from budgeting to risk management to business planning. All those are equally important. And even tax and healthcare review. Now, as many of you know, healthcare is a part of your taxes now, right? Even though there's no mandate from the federal standpoint, California does require you to have healthcare. So let's take a look at our health costs and how does that relate to our taxes, right? And then this healthcare reference guide. And our daily budget and spending organizer, the last one in Section 9, is something that I'm very, very proud of. I call that why are we broke organizers, because every client that I see every year, first question they see when they look at their W-2 is, man, I did not know I made that much. Why are we still broke? And number one thing that we look at is, What did you make? How much did you bring home? And where are all your expenses go? And so within that organizer, it will help you list your inflow, compare that with your outflow, with all the different items that you spend money on. And I'm not just going to sit here and trying to, micromanage or just, pass any judgment on you. This is just a tool for you to see what is our habits, our spending habits. Why are we broke? We made 100 grand last year. Yes, 100 grand didn't go in our pocket because there's taxes and there's withholding. But there was a sizable amount of money that we received. Where did we spend? Okay, that could be saved, could be minimized. And how much can we ourselves afford if we were to look at a house, if we were to look at a vacation, another a nice toy we want to buy, right? And I talked to you about how many hours you have to spend to get that. I talked to you about comparing what you all the necessary expenses, the discretionary expenses, and the mandatory expenses. And every one of those items could be scrutinized, could be manageable, could be adjusted as long as we're in it together. So please, when you have time, when you get a chance, take a look at this organizer. We spent a lot of time, a lot of hours to put this together for you. This is not some generic stuff that you just go online and just, download and print it in. We took into account your unique situation from a tax standpoint and then extrapolate that into various, very important topics, concepts that as a practitioner, as a financial advisor, as somebody that you know for years, live, breathe, eat this stuff. I hope that you can take advantage of it. Again, I thank you for your time. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Have a great day.